Okay, Rabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Tes Zayin. We have a tremendous list of starting the third parak. And to kick off the third parak, we're going to talk about something we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta. We had a machlokas, if you remember, between Bar Pada and Rav Masna on Daf Hey and Daf Vav, whether Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. We're going to have, you know, that machlokas. We're going to mention it right at the end of the Mishnah. Well, during the Mishnah, really, and at the end of the first Gemara. Then we have another Mishnah. You'll see quickly that there's another Mishnah on Amud Beis, because basically we had this entire discussion on Daf Hey and Daf Vav. But okay, let's dive into it, and you'll see what's going on. So Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. Right, someone says he's going to be a Nazir. Right, Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. And just to preface, right, as the Gemara says, the last line of the Gemara before we get to the next Mishnah says, you can understand this Mishnah based on either Bar Pada or Rav Masna Shita. Again, if you remember, again, Rav Masna said that Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, and that was based on the Mishnah that said that, right? Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. And Bar Pada said that Stam Nazir is 29 days, right? They remember they brought it from Joshua and the Psukim. Okay, fine. So you can understand this Mishnah according to either one. We're going to just explain Rav Masna, then again, because it's Daf Yomi type Limud, right, we're going to pick one of them. We'll pick Rav Masna, who seems to be the more Pashup Shad, again, based on the Pashup language of the Mishnah on Daf, I think, Hey or Vav, I forget. But you can't go back, right? And certainly it makes sense to plug in Bar Pada also, right? Just if you have time. But either way, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. Right? Again, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Someone who says he's a Nazir, right? He's going to take a haircut and do all of his korbano stuff and shave his head, etc., on the 31st day. Ve'im Gilach Liyom Shloshim. But if he did it on the third day, right? So then, right? Yotze. Then he is Yotze. Right, again, we have, what's it called? Mixed Yom Kikulo. Right, then, again, the Yotze, the able to be Yotze. Right, again, obviously, according to Bar Pada, right, we have that back and forth. Right, he said that was a proof that really Stamaz Yerz is 29 days. Okay, fine. But if the guy says, are any Nazir Shloshim Yom, if the guy specifies I'm a Nazir for 30 full days, so what he means, he says 30 days, but he means 30 full days, because Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, right? Im Gilech Liyom Shloshim Lo Yotze. Then if he takes a haircut on the 30th day, right, so then he is not Yotze, because he specified 30 full days. Misha Nazir Shtin Naziros, if a person said he's going to be a Nazir back-to-back, meaning one 30-day cycle, one 30-day cycle, so Megalech, as Harishona, the first cycle, he gets a haircut on Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad on the 31st day. As Hashniya, Yom Shishim Ve'Echad, right? And again, the second one, on the 61st day. That's Lechachila. Vim Gilech is Rishona, Yom Shloshim, but if he took a haircut for the first one on the 30th day, so then Megalech is Hashniya, Yom Shishim, right? Then he should take a haircut for the second one on the 60th day, which is, again, 31 days later, right? Vim Gilech, Yom Shishim, Chazer Echad, but if he took a haircut on the 59th day, so then Yatza, right, then he is Yotze, right? Again, he's still Yotze, right? It's in Echinami, right? It was a little bit b'diavad, but that was okay, because he still did it on the 30th day, right? On both counts. Again, Rav Masna, right? Mrs. Yom Kikulo, that the 30th day is both the last, the beginning of the 30th day is both the last day of the first one and the first day of the second one. Okay, fine. Vizu Eidus hated Rabbi Papias, and this is testimony that Rabbi Papias testified. The second you see that, right, the moment you see that, you know that you're quoting a Mishnah from Eidios. Eidios is a Mishnayos that basically everybody got together in Karen Biavna, and people testified about the halachos that they thought they were going to be lost. So as Mishnayos from all over the spectrum, there's no real, topic. It's just from all over the place. People just got up and testified about random halachos. This is Rabbi Papio said, right? Misha Nazar, Shtin Naziros. He said exactly this, that if someone takes two Naziros back to back, Shim Gilech is a Rishon Yom Shloshim, Megalech is a Shnil Yom Shishim. Right? If he takes a haircut on the 30th day, then he should take a haircut on the 60th day. Shim Gilech, Liyom Shishim, Vechazer Echad. I mean, he took a haircut on the 59th, then Yotze, your Yotze, why? Shal Yom Shloshim, Ololo, Laminyam Minyan, because the 30th day counted right for the first set and for the second set. Misha Amar Reini Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim. Now, different halacha here. If someone said he's a Nazir and then he became Tameh on the 30th day, so then Sorcerer Sakol. Then he unfortunately, right, loses the entire the entire count, right? Again, because if you become tame, so you have to bring korbanos, right? You have to wait the whole process, etc., and you have to count again. So if he becomes tame on the 30th day, stinks, right? You got to start over. Rabbi Elazar Omer ain't a source of El Shiva. Rabbi Elazar says it only gets rid of 7 days. Now, what in the world is that? So where do you get 7 days by nazir? So basically, what that is, code phrase is for the fact that it doesn't really cancel anything. Right? It doesn't really cancel anything. The only thing he needs to do, he has to wait 7 days to become tahor. Right? Again, that's whenever someone's tummy mace. Right? He becomes tummy, he has to wait, and he has to be sprinkled paradum on the 3rd day and the 7th day, etc. Right? There's different. There's a whole procedure there to become tahor. Really, what Rabbi Lezer means is that he has to wait 7 days, right, until he does the concluding nizirus procedure with the korbanos and the haircut, etc. But it doesn't mean he's so serious, really lavdafka here. He doesn't really uproot anything. His count is good. He just has to wait 7 days until he becomes tahor to go through with the nazir concluding procedure. Or any nazir shloshim yom. If, again, similarly, he says, I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days, then we assume full 30 days. So nitma yom shloshim, so there's a call. Right? If everybody agrees that if he gets tummy on the 30th day, then that messes up the count. He has to start again. Or any nazir meyom. This is a bit different, though. Right? Again, we said stam nazir shloshim yom. Let's say he said his nazirus was longer than 30 days. So if he says it's going to be 100 days, so nitzme yom mea, if he became tummy on the 100th day, so there's a call. So that, you know, as you might expect, Tanakama is in line. And if he gets tummy, become tummy on the last day, so okay, so you just ruined everything. Rabbi Lazar says a little bit different. Eno sozer elishloshim. Rabbi Lazar says it's only going to mess you over, right, for 30 days. And again, because he holds that the minimum, right, the minimum, obviously, stam nazir shloshim yom, and therefore, right, he's going to have to go back and just observe the minimum amount of what's it called, the minimum amount of nazirus. Now, Rabbi Lezer had discussed this on Daf Vav, I think, right? Vav and Beis, maybe? Just trying to peek back for a second. I'm not going to find it right now. He discussed the Daf Vav, and he basically brought that opinion from Psukim. Right, from some Psukim, I don't remember exactly. But he said that if you mess up your count at the end, right, you only need to add on, not the entire count, but just the last, the minimum amount of Nazirus to that count, and then you're good to go. Nitma yomea ve'echad, let's say the guy became Tameh on the 101st day, so then Soser Shloshim Yom. So then, right, he gets rid of 30 days. He gets rid of 30 days, meaning that the tumah was after the count was done, right? But the day he was supposed to kind of finish up, meaning this is a dindarabana, this is not a dindaraisa. Obviously, he finishes 100 days. The 101st day, he's supposed to go through the entire procedure. This is a dindarabana, because people will get confused, right? They'd see, guy became tame last day, you know, I didn't mess up the whole count, what are you going to do? Right? Again, Chazal didn't want the people to get confused, so therefore they made him do another minimum nizirus count, but really midaraisa, so the 100 days are good to go. Rabbi Lezer Omer Eino Sozer El Shiva, and again Rabbi Lezer, like according to his own shita, right, that he says you're only going to lose 7 days, meaning you don't lose anything, and we're going to make you wait until your tahor, right, in order to undergo, right, the nizirus, the conclusion of the nizirus process. Okay. Fine. And then again, that Mishnah that interpreted that Mishnah basically is according to Rav Masna, who says Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. You can definitely read that Mishnah according to Bar Pada, and again, you can definitely go back and do that. But for the definitely purposes, we're going to go right there. Misha Amar Hareini Nazir Venitzma Yom Shloshim Sozer Zakol Rav Elazar Omer Eino Sozer El Shiva. Right? There really should be a two dots there. Right? Mishnah. That's a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. And again, whoever says he's going to be Nazir, he's Tameh on the 30th day. So the Tanakama holds he gets rid of everything. Right? And Rabbi Elazar says it's only 7 days. So Gemara says, Kasavar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Echad Malos Shiva. Kol Acher Malos Shiva Soser. Acher Malos Shiva Soser. Meaning any time thing that's after the counting, meaning if any time someone gets becomes Tameh after the counting is done, you only lose by the 7 days, meaning, i.e., you just have to get tahor, and you're not going to contradict, right? You're not going to get uproot the count, because again, you finished already, right? And that's Rabbi Lezer Shita, as we saw in the Mishnah. Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Vinitma Yom Shloshim, but again, Sosos are called, And this guy says he's going to be a nazir for 30 days, and that we said, right? And the Mishnah point, the Gemara points out, lo public Rabbi Elazar. Right? We assume that Rabbi Elazar does not argue in this case, because the guy said, I want to be a nazir for 30 days, full 30 days, we assume, right? Damar Shleiman, right? We assume that it was full, right? The guy wanted 30 full days, so therefore if it becomes Tamay on 5:59, and Shkia's at 6 o'clock, right? So then he blew it, because he wasn't Tamay. He wasn't a nazir for 30 full days. Hareini nazir mea yom. If a guy says he's going to be, not mea hayom, but mea yom, if he's going to be a nazir for 100 days, v'nitra yom mea, becomes tummy on the 100th day, sosios are called, that gets rid of the whole count, but those are main sosios ala shiva, ala shloshim. Again, we're just quoting the end of the Mishnah there. And then the Gemara says, fascinating lashon over here, v'kula kada vinan ba aliba d'rabar pada v'rabar rav masna. Then the entire Mishnah is able to be understood according to both Bar Pada and Rav Masna. And again, as we pointed out once or twice, that the Chazal say that Lashon Nazir, the Nazir, Maseches Nazir, is Mishunahu. The language is a little bit different, right, in this Mishnah. And you can almost see like how that would have been, you know, a note on the side of someone's Gemara that somehow got copied into the Gemara. Right? You can almost see like little kind of... you know, if you read between the lines almost, and imagine, like, the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says that. Either it asks, and it illustrates, but never says, and all what we just discussed can be understood according to both Shitas that we saw on Daf Vav. So, it's almost like, you know, you see, like, the Gemara in an early draft, right, that somehow didn't make it to the later stages of drafting and editing. So it's almost like they just threw in the footnotes, right? I guess maybe, I don't know, whatever. So they're rushed or hurried or whatever it was, or maybe we lost the later manuscripts, but that's almost reads like a footnote. And I just thought it's interesting to point out. Okay. Masnissen says the Mishnah, Misha Nazar Vahub Besakvaros. And again, we said obviously there are three halachos that a Nazar has to keep. He's not allowed to become Tame, he's not allowed to drink wine, and he's not allowed to cut his hair. Now, let's say you took the guy took a nether of Naziris, but he is literally Tame. He's standing in the Beis HaKvaros, so that obviously he cannot fulfill the halacha of not becoming Tame for even a moment, right? The Naziris theoretically would start in a moment when he's Tame, so that's like, what are you really doing? So the Gemara says, Afilu Hayesham Lamed Yom Ein Olin Lumin Aminyan. Even if he's there for 30 days, right? He's the caretaker. He's on the grounds. He lives in a shack next to basic photos. It's always Tame. Right? That doesn't count. Right? It doesn't count. It'll all a minion. You know, maybe korban tuma, and he doesn't bring a korban for a tuma. Right? And we said if a nazir becomes Tame, he has to bring a korban for that. Right? There's a whole process there, and then he has to obviously do a recount or whatever. But he doesn't bring that korban tuma in this case. Why? Because he was never tahar at any point. Right? He never had tahara. Right? And he didn't become Tame as a nazir. But he was always Tame. So now, Gemara, obviously, we'll have a discussion here in terms of, you know, if the Naziris should eventually become Chal, should eventually start. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Yotzev Nichnas, let's say the guy who was going in and out, though, wasn't staying in the Beis HaKvaros, he was in and out, in and out. And meaning obviously, and the implication here means that he went out, became Tahor, and then came back in. So then, then it does count, obviously. Maybe Korban Tumah, then he would bring the Korban Tumah again because he was Tahor, and then he was Metame himself when he was a Nazir. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo bo bayom. Right? Meaning, not that day. Meaning, if he went back in and out on the day that he left, right, so then he's not going to lose any days. Shanamak, because the Pazik says, Vayam and Marishonim Yiplu, the first days shall fall, meaning that the becoming Tame will contradict and counteract the first days of Naziris. Actually, Yehu lo yomim rishonim, but he needs to have first days. Meaning, if it's the first day, right? So then that's not enough, right? To kind of kickstart his Naziris. Now, Itzmar, it was said, Misha nazir vu basic photos. What happens to this guy who said he took a nether in Naziris and he was in the basic photos? So Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nazirus Chala Alav, Rabbi Shlagish Omer Ein Nazirus Chala Alav. Rabbi Yochanan says he's going to be a Nazir, right? Just not right now, right? But not right now, meaning it's delayed. Meaning as the Rosh explains, the other halachos of a Nazir do apply, right? The drinking wine and the cutting the hair, but the Tumah thing, right? He's stuck with that, right? He hasn't started that, and he's not going to bring the korban, but he is going to be a nazir. Rabbi Shlagish says no, he's not going to start in his ears at all, right? Until, as we'll see in a second, he reaffirms that after he leaves the basic koros, but his nazirus doesn't start. Rabbi Yochanan number nazirus chalalav. Rabbi Yochanan says that nazirus does start, or he does have halachos no nazirus outside of the tumah thing. Savar milsa savar mitla talya v'kayma came the mishkacha tara chayla. Right again, it's kind of just like waiting there. It's talui. It's kind of hanging around. It's delayed, and then the moment he becomes tamar, so then right he starts. He becomes a nazir. Right, and he starts his nazirus, right? That it's kind of like almost like in limbo, right? Until he what's it called? He becomes taller, and then his nazirus starts. Because that is true, again, as the Rosh explained over here, the chiyuv not to drink wine and to cut his hair already start from when he's in the Beis HaKvaros. From when he's in the cemetery, right? It's not that we delay the entire nazirus, but the halakhas that can be chal. Or chal that start right away, and the halacha that can't, right, will kick in as soon as it becomes tohar. For Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, no, in nazirus chala alav, his nazirus does not start at all, because ihadir v'amar chayla alav. If you would go back and reiterate and kind of say again, yeah, I wanted to be a nazir, by the way, then fine. But But if he doesn't do that, right, he doesn't do that extra step, so then it does not. So we can have a bunch of questions back and forth here. We're just going to do the first one, and this will take us on to, and then this whole discussion will take us on to Yud Zayin. But Eitzvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The first kasha Rabbi Yochanan asks on Reish Lakish is from our Mishnah. Right, Mishnah Nazir Bebu Bezek Kvaros. Right, our Mishnah said if someone takes a nether of Nazirus in the Bezek Kvaros, Afilu Hashlam Sham Shloshim Yom Eino Olam in a Minyan. Veino Mevi Korban Tuma. Right, if he's there for 30 days, it doesn't count, and he doesn't bring the korban. Well, the implication being, right, korban tuma hu delomaisi ha mechal chayla aleha. Right, the Mishnah specified very clearly that he doesn't bring the korban, implying that he's still a nazir. That his nazirus does start, right, somewhat, but he just doesn't bring the korban. As I'm a leis, Rish Lakish is back then. No, ino b'toras tuma, veino b'toras korban. What the Mishnah meant was he's not bechalal tuma. He's not bechalal korban. It's not even shayach to him, as Rish Lakish says, because his nazirus does not start until he gets out of there and becomes tahor. Okay, we'll pick up with Eisvei and other kasha tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.